before we get started with this sugya, though, there's one thing that really should come before it. And the thing is like this, that we said in the last Gemara, we said that that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, right, are arguing with Rabbi Yechia. Because Rabbi Yechia said, Tas Poteres kol minei macho, v'yayin pote kol minei mashkin. Right? Rabbi Yechia held that Pas practiced the entire Kvius, even Peros, upon Shlom Machmas Asuda. Correct? So we don't hold like Rabbi Yechia in terms of Pas Poteres kol minei macho. But Rabbi Yechia said another thing as well. He says, V'yayin pote kol minei mashkin. Correct? So the question is, what do we hold about that statement of Rabbi Yechia? Right? So if you take a look at the Tosfos of your Yayin Potekomini Mashkin, so he says at the end of it, V'leis hil p'sikavasi. He says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yechia. Sherei pas poteres ein alcha kamoso. So this is interesting. Tosus says, since we don't hold like Rabbi Chia with regard to Pas, right, we don't hold like Rabbi Chia with regard to Yayin either. Right? Mm-hmm. But everybody else disagrees with Tosus, with this Tosus. And Lahalacha, everybody holds, all the other Rishonim that I've seen, say that we just argue with Rabbi Chia on the pass part.
What does one have to do with the other? Just
yeah. But we don't hold like Rabbi Chia, but we do hold like Rabbi Chia with the Yayin. Right? That's like the rush. Did you see the Rabbi Nyon? Did he mention that over
yeah.
there? Right? So the question is, are they dependent on the same idea? I mean, what's the Mechogis Tosos and the other Rishonim? Tosos seems to say they're dependent on the same concept. And since we don't hold like Rabbi Chia, we don't hold from his svara by the pas. Then he holds. We don't follow him by the yayin either. But the other rishonim say, no, we split it up. By pas we don't hold like him, and by yayin we do hold like him. So what do you say?
Like Tosfos is learning that his idea that the Yayin is Poter Komin and Mashkin is the same idea that there's like a Kvius of Shasia.
Right.
In the Suda there's a
different type of, there's two Kvius. There's a Kvius of Achila and a Kvius of Shasia. But you can't say, in other words, why should Yayin Poter Shar Mashkin? It is a funny kind of an idea. It's not like Pas. I mean, at least with Pas, you can say everything else you eat in some way is relating back to the Pas. It's tuffle to the Pas in some way. It's a malafes, it's lolefes bonus a Pas. But I never heard of one drink being a malafes another drink. I mean, maybe you say a chaser, what they say, that's like, anyone make a... But that's not what it means over here. It doesn't mean you're drinking it to remove the taste of the last drink. Right? So why should you say that the Yayin paters all mini mashkin? So Tosfos is saying it's based on Rabbi Chia's idea that there's a very expansive concept of kvius. And just like as long as you're kovei yourself for achila, and pas is the rosh of Ochlim. So it's koveyu for all achilos in this suda, even dvarim bar ma'achar suda. As long as you are still kavua here to continue eating, pas is everything. According to Rishia, it's really the most, it's the widest concept of the kviyus of the gavra, right? He holds pas has that ability, and he held yayin also. But it would seem according to Tosos is working in the same idea that now I'm kavua for shasia. I'm kavua when I sit down for yayin. That's a kvius for shasia. Yayin has the ability to be koveyu for all shasia, but we don't hold like that idea of kvius. So therefore, we don't hold like that by yayin either. Yeah.
I understand according to Rabbi Chiya, if you want to say that pas is something that you're kaviyah suit on. Where he wouldn't say that if you started having a kaviyah of something else, then anything, you know,
right,
like,
correct.
Like, you know, pomegranates.
Right.
And everything else, every other eating would be
correct.
Like that. But
correct.
Where do you get the idea that yayin is something that's like kaviyah?
Yeah, well, in fact, we had that idea. We did have that idea. Because the Gemara on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, when the Gemara was discussing whether yayin should get its own bracha, so it says yayin is soyed. Yayin is soyed. And the Gemara says, I hachi nivracha leah shalosh brachos. The Gemara says, maybe you should even make a birkas hamazon on yayin, if it's really soyed. Right? So the Gemara says, lo kovi inshi suda sayu aluya. People are not kovea their suda on it. Amalir Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Rava, I kova aluya suda say mai. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said the Rava, so what if I'm kovea my suda on it? What if a person is kovea his suda on it? Amalir, lekashi yava yavi omar, yavi kuvi usa, hashtami a bottle of dite days ago. Says, and Eliyahu will come and he'll tell you if that's really called the kviyas. But right now, your das is bottle. But what does it mean? What does it mean? It means to say there is some kviyas, and Eliyahu will come and tell us if that's the level of kviyas that's enough for the chiyuv of birkas hamazon. But right now we hold it's not, and you can't just make it into what it, you can't make it into. There is, it's mashma from this gemara. I think we said this pshat when we learned it, that there is a kviyas of yayin. Because what does it mean when Eliyahu comes? He'll tell you if it's a kviyas. It means to say that there is a kviyas of yayin. You need not only soyed for birkas hamazon, but you need a kviyas. So he's saying that we hold now that the kviyas that you need for birkas hamazon is a higher kviyas, the kviyas of suda, not just the kviyas of shasiyah, but a real kviyas of suda. And yayin doesn't have that. So he said, okay, so what if I kovea a whole suda on yayin? So he says, no, you can't just make it into a new. You can't do that. It's not possible. It's butla daite tzkoladim. But if Eliyahu comes and says that yayin is a kviyas, that's a different story. If Eliyahu comes and says v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta even includes the kviyas of yayin, that would be enough. But right now we don't hold that way. But there is some kviyas of yayin. It's a kviyas. Apparently yayin is a kviyas of the gavra that he's sitting to drink. You don't just grab a cup of wine. It's something that is an achila that requires a certain amount of time to set aside for this activity. It's not a quick on-the-go.
Just go driving that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these ideas are, you know, the problem with the area is like the sort of not so definitive, because they're really just dealing with Adam. They're dealing with the way people act. And they're built, the halachas are built around the way people act. But there is an idea of a drink because of a certain purpose. You need it, there's a certain reason, I'm thirsty, whatever it is. And then there's an idea of a drink that's just part of a, you're sitting and you're drinking. That's, it's sort of like a kiyum in the kviyas. So anyways, he's saying yayin is a kviyas for shasiyah. That's rukhiya. And lechem is a kviyas for achila. But once you're kavua for each activity, you require no further brachas.
So how
we don't hold like rukhiya by pas. We don't hold like rukhiya by pas. So Tos says we don't hold. We shouldn't hold like him by yayin either.
How is he not against the gemara from Ramadhe? Rukhiya.
That's Suda, this isn't Suda.
Right, that was for Birkas HaMazon. That was for Birkas HaMazon.
But isn't the point there that in the end of the day, we don't say until we know otherwise that there's a kviyas by yayin?
No, we don't say there's a kviyas that's equal like to, that there's a kviyas that's enough to be mechayev you in Birkas HaMazon. That's the way I'm learning the Gemara. Yeah.
Okay. But by that same idea, then yayin is a different kind of kavua from other shasiyah.
That's correct.
So then it shouldn't be.
But if I'm kavua for shasiyas yayin, then I'm kavua for shasiyah. Then the gavra is kavua for all shasiyas. No, the other types of shasiyah can be, or they could come either way. They could be a kavias, or they could not be a kavias. The only thing is they're not enough. They're not. They don't have a definitive character to define what you're doing. They're open.
So
they're ambiguous.
Could they be included in the suda kavias?
What?
Could they be included in the suda kavias?
Like if you had orange juice.
That's what Tosa says. That's what Tosa says. He's not talking about yayin. He's not talking about other drinks in the Suda.
But I'm those in the Suda, would they be covered by the, according to Rabbi Chiya, would they be covered by the Suda Kriyas?
It's a good question. Or
would he have to make a bracha on?
Good question. That's the next question. It would seem that what does Tosa say? L'chora ma'ir b'yayin b'losu diba hadi pas typically t'potli pas v'fil yayin nami. Yeah, he seems to Tosa seems to hold Tosa seems to hold that in the Suda the pas will potter all the drinks.
Point
of clear too. Yeah.
The
but you understand Tosa's point? He's saying it's making recourse to a certain idea of kvius of the gavra. Very wide, even though exactly what you're saying, even though they're not of the same type, even though they're not necessarily of the same type. Once you're kavua for shasiya, just like pas, you're kavua for for achila, even though you're having things in the suda and things after the suda. He holds they're all pata. It doesn't have to be the same type. As long as the gavra is kavua, it's the kviyas of the gavra of achila, and even though they're under different contexts, this is toch suda, this is lachar suda, this is machma suda, shlom machma suda, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Shouldn't there then be an analogous halacha by like chamar medina?
Maybe there is. I don't know. That's a question of when you say chamar medina is equal to yayin, in what sense? I don't know. Maybe it is.
It seems the next so yeah, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Doesn't he say that?
That's in terms of whether the yayin will require its own bracha.
Right.
That's certainly true. You're not going to say Chamar Medina is going to require its own bracha. But anyway, so that's the question. I mean, that's the Tosas. It makes a lot of sense. But what do the other Rishonim hold? What do the other Rishonim hold? It's interesting. We still hold like Rabbi Chiya. We only disagree with Rabbi Chiya by the pas, but we hold by Rabbi Chiya with the other things. Right? That was the Rush also says it. He says, Upliga de Rabbi Chiya. Right? He says, V'yapagav de pliga alei v'pas, b'yayin leket de polag alei, v'hilchso kevasi b'yayin. But even though Rav Shesh and Rav Nachman and Rav Huna argue with Rav Chiya by Pas, nobody argues with him by Yayin. So we hold like Rav Chiya by Yayin. But it would seem Tosas is logically right. Once you're knocking out this concept, how do you keep it by Yayin? Right? Yeah. Not easy. Yeah. Any ideas? It's not an easy question. I mean, yeah, Michael?
Well, maybe you could say that the reason that the idea and mechanism would work, that having a kavua that would then be yotzi the brachos would be good. But the problem with pas is that pas and food in general is too varied. They're too separate from each other. There's bread and there's apples and there's other things. But with drinks, they're all generally the same. So by having a kavua of shasia,
right,
that would already be say every other drink because they're all similar. It's just that in pas it's too varied, so it wouldn't be able to hold the bracha wouldn't be specified on those things.
Right, I hear what you're saying. I was thinking similar. Though is that maybe he holds like this, that by pas we hold that pas is not just a kviyas of achila. Pas is a kviyas of suda. No, there is another entity that pas. There is a specific entity of suda that pas is really associated with. So since pas is essentially suda, its kviyas is going to be limited to what it essentially is. But yayin, there's no formal entity that yayin is associated with. You know what I'm saying? Suda is a real defined entity. And you could have Machmasa Suda, Shalom Machmasa Suda, Tocha Suda, Lacha Suda. That's a specific idea of Suda. So therefore we hold that by Pas, it's not that we disagree with the idea, but we say that Pas is really, you can't talk about Pas as just a general Kviyas of Achila. It has a connotation associated with it of a formal entity of Suda. That prevents it from being a Kviyas, from being a general Kviyas of Achila. But Yayin doesn't have any other, there's no corollary to Yayin, to Suda by Yayin. It's just going to be Shasiyah. It's just going to be Shasiyah. That's something to think about. And the question is, Lemaisa, I mean, maybe we'll take a look. The question Lemaisa is, you know, you make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have a sip of Yayin. You know, I mean, how much Yayin do you have to have for this type of thing to work?
Well,
you have a sip of Yayin for this, for the Yayin to potter all the other, and then you have a cup of coffee.
We hold like those are shown that whole we pot from like.
Yeah, we hold like. I think Mishnah Berurah is not so certain that if it's a totally different kind of a thing, it's going to work. But I think as a case of if you drink coffee after you make Kiddush, not so certain. You got to take a look at it again. I haven't seen it in a long time.
As opposed to like. Apple juice,
oranges,
more similar.
Yeah, or schnapps. So you have schnapps.
More crazy. The guy who's been kiddish is doing it on Rupiah Gatan, and you have scotch in your hand.
Well, you're going to drink his yayin, no? You're going
to
drink some of his yayin.
The question is,
and I get yayin. So how much does it really ponder everything you're going to drink after that?
You make
a kiddush, you have a little drink, and then you want to have a cup of coffee.
You do that everywhere.
What
potentials
do you have to say
your
own
brother?
What potentials do you have to say your own brother?
So what do
you drink the schnapps for? You don't need to drink the schnapps for?
You can't be
Yotzei. Who's making the Kiddush? You or him?
The guy with grape juice or wine is making Kiddush.
So what are you drinking schnapps for?
Hey, it's just common. A lot of people do that.
You mean you can make your own bracha?
Then they make their own bracha.
But that's not, nothing to do with Kiddush. It's schnapps.
They're trying to... I mean, it's weird. They're being Yotzei with his Kiddush, and the only team that they're having is with the schnapps.
But that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
They don't have any team of wine.
Right,
they're
really making their own kiddush on the schnapps. That's really what they're doing.
Well, they got it either way. Either the Yotzei with his kiddush or making their own kiddush, but they can't be doing both.
Right, most of the time they're.
Well, don't you have to have a team during the day? You can't just drink the night.
Not everybody.
There's one right there. It's like the whole
Medina. Most people don't do that. Okay. Anyway, so we'll take a look at that. Or like on Shabbos, you have a schnapps after you make Kiddush. That's covered by the yayin. Okay, well, we'll take a look at that another time. Anyway, let's go right over here. So Omar Sholu S. Ben Zoma. Go ahead, who wants to read? David, you want to read?
Okay.
Was there some confusion about what we were doing today?
Yeah, where's Shalom has been telling
us? It's four lines up.
Mipnei ma'am v'dorim bo machmasu d'psochus v'dorim
from bracha. I'm sorry.
Right.
Shalom has been zoma. Mipnei ma'am v'dorim habay machmasu d'psochus v'dorim enam tunim bracha lo l'tneim lo l'achreim.
So he's setting him up.
Right.
He's setting him up.
Amalahem hoel upas patarsan. If you say that,
so he says because the pas not pas. Okay, yachi.
Niftaria pas.
So why isn't the yayin pater from the pas? Why isn't the pas pater the yayin too?
So shiny yayin the gorim bracha la'atma. Because yayin causes a bracha unto itself.
Yayin is different, right? Because it causes a bracha to itself.
Rashi, the gorim bracha la'atma, kama mekomos who.
So there are many times that it comes and we make a bracha on it, even though we don't need to drink it. We don't need its drink. I mean, you may have to drink it once you make the bracha, but we're not bringing it because we want its drink. We want its...
Out of your own volition.
Yeah. It's not that we are thirsty for yayin. right? Yeah. So what does that mean? So that's why what? So that's why even though it's really machmas asuda, it requires its own bracha.
Essentially, really, it wasn't covered. It's just something extra going on here.
Yeah. There's a mistake in what?
In our Tosfos.
It says shasi instead of asi. Like
not in that one.
Not here.
Shasi.
Okay. I mean, the aleph is the shin?
Yep.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Devada yayin machmas asuda shasi?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it says show that.
Interesting. Let's see,
Well, it's not going to be any different in terms of the idea.
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
It just seems weird.
All right, so that's Rashi. So we visited this Rashi
many moons ago.
Many. Just one blot, right?
Which was Rashi.
Like a parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the prior blot. That you're going to be Yotzi with a shackle.
No.
We can all recall it. Yeah. When did you come, Isaac?
When did I come?
This when we started the Mishnah of the Min Klala?
Yeah.
So you weren't there for this when we did the shackle question. Where the shackle be potter. Okay. Anyway, so that's Rashi. So what's the pshat? So what is Rashi saying? Going brachal atzma, yeah.
It's different quality other than menas.
Now, there's a different idea here. It's not just really, it doesn't really fall just under a shasiya. It would seem, he's saying something along these lines. That you're right, conceptually you're right, that yayin is being drunk here as a part of the suda. But the bracha of yayin goes on a different aspect as well. On a certain chashivas that has nothing to do with shasiya. So that you can't pata. That you can't pata through the mechanism of suda. Suda will pata all the birkas brachos that come from the chiyav of hanoch. But there's another chiyav here of yayin. Yayin has another quality of the shevach. Outside the framework of achil and shasiya. It's an interesting idea.
Is it relevant?
Because it's like,
we're saying, therefore, you can't potter it with a bracha that's rooted in achil and shasiya. Can't get a patur that's rooted in achil and shasiya alone.
It doesn't cover it.
What's that?
You think that doesn't cover the other aspect of life?
Won't cover the other aspect. Yeah.
Doesn't that just push off the question?
To where?
To what exactly is that thing that we make a bracha for? If it's not hanah.
No, it answers this question. It answers this question. That's not technically correct characterization. Say push off the question. It answers the question. It says you don't need to make. It says you still need to make a bracha because there's another quality here.
Just raises another.
Okay, but why would we make a bracha on some other quality if it's not hanah?
But that's a totally different question.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Question.
It's a new question. Great.
What is the question?
Why are we making a bracha on something that isn't hanah?
What is the argument structure of the above paragraph?
The hanah is mechayev you to make the bracha. The hanah apparently is mechayev you. You don't make the bracha unless you're going to be a nana, but you have to mention all the certain. You have to cover all the bases. It's a good question.
Wait,
good question. What do you say? You're saying that what? That why should I have this? Why is bracha? Why is yayin going bracha latzmo? Yeah.
Because like. The reason you said Kiddush and like Nisuin and all these other different events is because when you like say Kiddush, you're declaring the difference between this day and all other days. That's a declaration. And the wine is the physical act that parallels your verbal declaration, right?
The so wine is the physical act
that parallels your verbal declaration.
Okay.
Now you couldn't. Now if wine was the same as any other drink, so then you wouldn't. It wouldn't be a parallel then. But you say you mean Kiddush on like milk. But milk is like any other drink. But the fact that wine is different than all other drinks allows for the parallel, right? So therefore, it's so that shows you that there's a certain aspect to wine that doesn't exist in any other drink.
Okay, so in other words, let's put it this way. No, there are two ways to understand this Gemara. One is, like we were saying before, that there's another aspect of it, like Harry was saying. There's another aspect of the Yayin that you're chayev to be mevarich on, and if you're just mevarich besoch hasuda, it doesn't cover that aspect. But you could say another idea, I think maybe more like Max is saying, that Yayin has a separate kvius other than just suda. Now, there is a certain chashivus of Yayin that exists apart from suda. Because sometimes you bring Yayin even when you're not in the mood for Shasiyah. So, therefore, he's saying the Shasiyah of Yayin cannot just be included in a kvius of Achila. Because there's a certain quality to the Yayin that's apart from Achila. In other words, you can't, any other mashke, you can say is completely, its Shasiyah is completely bottled to the Achila. Or its Shasiyah is completely included, its Shasiyah is a part of the Achila. Right? But that's because they exist in the same realm. They exist in the same framework. Okay? But if you can say that Yayin, if I could show you Yayin has a certain quality, the Shasiyah of Yayin is a certain activity that is even apart from Achila and Shasiyah, is even apart from the normal idea of Achila and Shasiyah, then it can't just be included in Achila and Shia. Now it has an aspect of it that's gonna prevent it from just being mitzdarif to the rest of the Suda. Right? It's different than I was saying before. I mean, it's basically, I guess you could say it's coming down to the same idea. It's a little bit of a different approach. Aside from the, not a question of the bracha, it's a question of will the, it's not that when you made this bracha you weren't covering all aspects of it. It's that it's not really part of this Suda at all. It has like a separate existence because of its nature. It can't just be included in a general activity of Achil and Shasiyah. Yeah.
You said something offhand a second ago that would seem to argue with that. Like, you said that when we use Yayin, that we make a bracha on it, but we have to be Mahana, because that's what brings out the bracha.
Right.
So then in this case, if the hana aspect is gone, because that's already covered by the bread, and it's only this X factor, then there would be no bracha. It's true that there would be a kiyum in saying a bracha,
right.
But there's no
That's
no
what the second chayv. Shot takes care of that problem, though.
Second shot. Because
there's not a tziruf. So then, since there's not a tziruf at all, you're not making a bracha on it at all. In other words, the bracha is only going to go on, the birkas hanenin is only on those things that are part of this suda. But that means that the kvius is the same. That when I go from one to the next, there's nothing different. It's all just achil and shasiyah. But if drinking yayin has a certain quality that's apart from achil and shasiyah, then it's a different activity already. Then there's something different that I'm doing. It can't just be considered a continuation of... you can't just say it's same activity, different object. Everything else I eat is the same activity, different object. Same activity, different object. But yayin is a different activity too. Because there's a certain idea of shasiyah sayayin that is apart from the activity of achil and shasiyah.
Right, yeah. Now, when you bring wine into Suda, I mean, that part of Yayin is not expressing itself. Like, that has no. Right now, it's just in part of Suda. You're just using it as a field of Gia. So, like, I don't understand. Like, I understand it has that ability, but, like, why are you paying attention to that right now? Just like grapes. Like, grapes can be just for, you know, sweetening and just. But when you're bringing them as a lefis and as Suda, we say it's part of the Suda. Like, we're not really.
You're saying it's not essentially in the nature of Yayin, that it's its own kavua?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, what does it mean, Bakama Makomos? Who cares about Kama Makomos? What about right here, right now? Right? What about right here, right now?
I thought that's just pointing out, since we use it as a special thing and other things, that points out that essentially this thing is a separate kavua, so it can't be Mitzdara.
Well, yeah, Kama Makomos is just showing you that it has certain significance, and that's why it's in these other places. That shows you something about the drink.
Yeah.
Can you define better what the higher quality in wine is?
I can't show you that in your suit.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, what exactly is that higher quality? Rashi doesn't really define it. Rashi just says it comes even when you don't want to, with certain chashivas. comes even when you don't want to drink. Even when you're not in the mood for a drink, a toast. Or a declaration, like Max said.
We said something earlier that the wine has a quality that's out of the realm of achila.
Right.
That's what we've seen. It has ceremonial purpose. I mean,
right.
I have to define it exactly, but it's not in the realm of achila. In that case, it,
right, but Nissan's question is a good question still. He says, but if I'm just drinking it, lishros sapas, I mean, I'm just drinking it for the achila aspect of it right now, what's the difference? What's the difference in kam makomos it's not brought for this? So in those makomos, it wouldn't be mistar. But here, why not? Right?
It seems like that aspect is inherent in the object. You're not being mavarach on it. You want to, you're just being mavarach on the aspect that you want to utilize right now.
Yeah, the Rashi's not saying that it so happens that we use the yayin in those cases, so it's good. It's that there is something about yayin, therefore we use it in those cases. It's pointing to something in yayin, not saying that... I mean, like, it's true that the way he does it is by saying that it's used in those events.
Right.
But that's merely to point out that there's something in the yayin itself. So whenever you would have the yayin, for whatever reason at all, there would be a separate kavua. And then Rashi's just saying, as is evident in the cases where we use it.
Right, he's saying Shasius yayin is intrinsically in a different category. That's what he's saying. And that's why you use it in those other cases. It's true you can also use it for Shasia, but... but what? But it's still, you're still starting a new activity because of its category.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Still a good question. Still a good question.
What activity is that?
You try.
Are you starting?
We don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean? What does Rashi mean? It's a good question. He's Gorim Bracha L'Atzmo. Gorim Bracha L'Atzmo. So what? Gorim Bracha L'Atzmo Mekam Mekamos. A lot of times it's Gorim Bracha L'Atzmo. So what?
Why does he have to emphasize that even when it's Shalom he's drinking with Shiyasa?
Well, I think that's what we're saying. I think what he's trying to emphasize is the fact that there is an idea of Yayin that's apart from Suda. That intrinsically is apart from Suda. There is an idea of Yayin, of Shasias Yayin, that's apart from Suda. That can't just be included in Suda. Because you see, it's drunk even when you're not in the mood for, even when you don't want a Shasia. Right? So that's why over here, even though normally you'd say it's machmas asuda, here it's not gonna work. Yeah, and that's what in the first pshat, like Howie's pshat, I think would remove that question though. They were saying is Gorim Brachal Atzma. What does that mean? Going back and forth between the two possibilities. Now, is Gorim Brachal Atzma would mean that if we can answer Michael's question, we'll be okay. That what? That there's a brach over here. It's Gorim Brachal Atzma means that what? That the bracha has to relate to both. In other words, when your chiyuv, it's true you only chayv when you're going to be a nana, right? But it is a bracha that but your chiyuv really is to express the full quality that yayin is a separate entity. Hold on. I don't want to get trapped here, though, because we all chuckle, yotzi v'dievet. We hold the yotzi b'dievel shaka. Right?
On yayin.
On yayin. We hold your yotzi b'dievel shaka.
That's with everything, right?
That would seem to point to the mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah.
But 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Wine case that during the
wine case that we're talking about now?
Yeah.
It's during the what? 1 second. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's leave Rashi for a minute. Let's come back to Rashi. Okay, see the Tosos?
Yeah.
Tosos is very hard to understand what he's talking about. Right? The Rashba. What does he say? He says, Mishum the Tzorach Lavarach ala Yayin, Boy Priya Gofen. What does it mean it's Goreim Brocha La'atzmo? What does it mean it's Goreim Brocha La'atzmo? It means that you have to make a Boy Priya Gofen. What does that mean?
It's a different bracha.
It's a different bracha. But Tchila Kishuwa Anovim Boy Priya Eitz. Originally it was Boy Priya Eitz. And now it becomes a Boy Priya Gofen. And then he says, and on other drinks, it's just a shakal. I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Is he arguing with Rashi at that point?
Things. Yeah, he's arguing on what it means, Goren Bracha Latzmo.
So they're all
saying Goren Bracha Latzmo doesn't mean sometimes you make a bracha on it, even.
You say you have a brand new bracha for it.
It means it's its own. It has its own bracha. It has right. A special bracha. So what does it mean it has a special bracha? Saying originally the grapes were Boy Priya Eitz. Now you make yayin as Boy Priya Gofen. And other drinks, a shahakal. What does he have to mention other drinks?
Other drinks also. First it was a ha'ez, it was an orange.
Right.
That's a shahakal.
If you're making reference to the chain.
Right.
Well, but he could be bringing in the shahakal thing to say that, in other words, regular drinks, let's say, would be, unicorns or priya, would be poter by the pas. Right? And even if it was elevated to the point of Bori Priya 8, that wouldn't be, that's not what the Gemara is talking about when he says that yayin is not covered. It's only yayin which has this, you see, it's elevated above every other drink that's not.
And then what does it mean? But he's arguing on him? The Bishar Mashkin, Kimamayim, Vashekhar, Abon Machos Su, the Passport Rosen. Dafilu Yayin Hu Potter, Ilav de Kovea Bracha Latzma. So he learns he's not learning it's Gorim Bracha Latzma, he learns Kovea Bracha Latzma.
According to the Rashba, if you brought out water.
It has a new Tsur Sabracha.
What?
New Tsur Sabracha. It's a Boy Priya Gofen. It's not a Boy Priya 8, it's not a Shakal. They made a new text for it. Opposed to Rashi. No, Rashba.
Is that Rashba?
Yeah.
Oh.
The same Rashba.
Oh, okay.
Would the Rashba, is the Rashba saying you have to make a Shakal if you bring out water during the Suda?
I don't think the Rashba is. I don't think the Rashba is. Why do you say from the Rashba? I mean, it's hard to see why. I understand, but is he arguing on the Rashba? Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's just saying.
Rashba's idea would only. Seems like it would only apply to.
I mean, the Gemara only applies to. Yeah. And he's trying to explain against the Machs of Vitri. Right? Yeah. Did you see the Rabbeinu Yonah?
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Yonah, I think he opens it up a little bit. Opens up the issue a little bit. And make it work backwards from him. So he says like this. He says, Yayin Goreim Brocha Latzmo. Here's Rashi, Mitoch Chashivas. So he says, Rashi is really an idea of Chashivas. Right? Shemekadshin Olav Mashin Kim Bishar Dvarim. Sh'al Yodom Tovo Brocha Acheres. Yeah, that what? He says, because of the chashivas that you're makadesh on it, which is not the case on other drinks. Sha'al yodam tovo bracha cheres. He says, you don't have that. You don't have that. Through them, you get other brachas. Right? That what he means? Right. So he's not learning. He's learning Goreim Brachos La'atzmo that causes you to say other brachos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what he's learning. Not that you drink it even when you don't want to drink it.
Right. Everyone has a different twist.
So now he has the question. V'chitim agam al pas mekachim. So what about the fact that you can make Kiddush on pas? Right? We mentioned that question at one point. Yesh lomar d'hochikomer yayin nami Goreim Brachos La'atzmo. So what do you mean that yayin is different, that it's going brach latmo because you make kiddush? You also make kiddush on pas? So his first answer is, you're right, it means it's really the same as pas. It's also goring bracha latzma.
But this that's why not, I can't be covered by it.
That still is enough why I can't be covered by the pas. But it's not a new concept by yayin. You have it by pas too. But therefore, apparently, therefore, they're equal, and one won't pot to the other. But then he says, inami, that what? The ode, shall yayin mavdilin, vein mavdilin ala pas. And also, he says, there's something extra by yayin. Can't make avdala on yayin, on pas. Funny, like, what's the... Yeah, so what's the idea? Doesn't really explain. Saying that what? Because of his kashivas. Right? And what's the chashivas? That al yodo is tovo bracha cheres. Rabbi Yochanan appears, gorim bracha la'atmo, shepote sham mashkin. Shim birich al yayin v'shosa, achakach mashkin achayim, yin tzarech lavorek. Klal, lof neim v'olach reim, shabra, shabrik az yayin birich, shabirich v'yivorech, lebesof poter ha-mashkin, shoshosa b'yitayim. Rabbi Nachman says, what does it mean? Gorim bracha la'atmo means to say that it'll potter the other drinks. What does it do with Shaf bishen loch Rabbi Chia, shom pas poteres kol minim ma'achol, gabi yayin loch kamoso, yayin poter kol minim ma'ashkin. V'ze pirish noah, it's a beautiful pirish. El shen loch ha'in alasha mora alav, but the language doesn't bear it out. But what's the pshat? What's his pshat?
Yeah, Tosfos prompted.
Huh?
How you got a Tosfos prompted?
What's the idea that because yayin pot is other mashkin, that's why pas won't cover it?
We didn't fully define this, but yeah. It seems to be in line with the way Rabbi Yonah is learning the sugya as a whole, that anything which is putter to pas, it's going to be because pas is the ikra and this is somehow tuffle to it, right?
Right.
I'd be saying that yayin is the fact that yayin is putter other mashkin means that yayin is like its own ikra. So you can't, that prevents it. Even though it's coming up on the studio, you can't consider that to be a tuffle to the pas.
By means that you see from Rechia that what? There are two essential kviyos, right? There's the kviyos of achila, and then there's the kviyos of shasia. So it's interesting, he's saying other drinks, I mean, it still gets to your problem, right? Other drinks will be tuffle to the achila. Saying, but since you see yayin is the kviyas of shasiyah itself, that can't just be included under the, that can't be tuffled to the achila.
It's like a second track.
You see, there are two essential kviyas. There's the kviyas of pas, which is achila, and the kviyas of yayin, which is shasiyah. And he's saying the rosh, that ikar of yayin, can't just become a tuffel. It's like conceptually its own ikar. Can't be made a tuffel to something else. It's interesting thing.
That same thing where bread can never be a, or can't, bread
that's
can't
right.
be a tuffel, can it?
Yeah. Well, no, not in this sense.
Not if you, right.
Could be anything could be a tuffel if you just take it to remove the other thing.
Right.
But he's saying in kvias, the ikker kvias of one category can't just become under the other one. It can't, even though you're doing it now that way, it can't. It's an interesting thing.
There's no meal you didn't have bread in it. You can bring up bread and assume it under that.
No, so right. That's
really good.
Yeah.
By that idea, if I were to say hamotzi,
right,
and then have a drink that wasn't yayin, and that's tuffle to the meal, then I would think that for yayin I wouldn't say bracha, because then I've already started the shasiya, and then, meaning my kavua coupled with the fact that I'm adding on a shasiya.
No, that shasiya, even though those other drinks apparently can go under achila too. They can go under achila too. That's why you don't have to make a bracha on it. But he's saying the paradigm of shasiya cannot. No, shasiya can come under achila because it can function for it. Can function for it too, but not the paradigm case of shasiya. Shasiya, now is really the two separate activities: there's achila and then the shasiya. And conceptually, one doesn't fall under the other. The only thing is, he's saying you can have functionally, you can say the shasiya is functioning to aid the achila, right? But you can't do that to the entity that represents the shasiya itself. Now, is that is conceptually the ikar shasiya. The ikar, the essence of shasiya, can't be subsumed under another thing.
Why not? If I can make the shasiya, stam shasiya, subsumed under it, then why not say that one thing?
Because
part of
then
kabul
you're saying that this
shasiya
is really essentially an akhila. But you can't do that if something
right, that's,
is, that's what
activity,
it is.
Right.
That's what it is. You can't do that. Now, as you could say, the other types of shasiya will go by how you're eating them. What they'll come under. Will they come under this heading of shasiya, or will they come under the heading of achila? But the thing that is the rosh perek over there of shasiya can't just be changed. It always has that character because it is the paradigm of that category.
But it seems hard to understand. I understand if you want to say that yayin is.
But he says it doesn't follow. What is goyim brachalat? It has nothing to do with goyim brachalat. It's not right in the lashon. It's not good for the lashon. Yeah.
I understand if you want to say yayin is in some way chashav because of other framework, right?
Right.
And then okay, whatever we were specific in therefore since that's what the entity is, so whatever. But if we're saying that this is going to be treated as the paradigm shasiya and the framework of shasiya,
right.
Well, I mean, why? It shouldn't be insofar as shasiya is concerned.
Oh, so you're saying
why
you
is
the
yayin better than anything else?
Oh, well, that's not. I mean, why is it a separate question? But you
right,
see,
yeah, I know.
But he's saying I can prove it to you because that's halacha. Make the bracha yayin.
No, okay,
right.
I think it seems funny because now we're the way we're using that fact now. We're saying, Michael's whole question was, if we're really saying that shasiya is a different kafiyas, then when you drink water, it also shouldn't come up. We're saying no, there's a difference because we're going to say yayin is the paradigm of the category
right.
of shasiya.
Right.
But in the framework of shasiya, it doesn't seem that yayin is really all that distinct from...
It is, no, but you see halacha, he's trying to prove it. Rabbi Nachman is proving it from a fact. The fact is yayin, the bracha and yayin,
no,
pot
no,
is
I'm,
all...
I'm saying, we're giving, I'm trying to question them, saying, it is a fact, I'm not denying it.
Are you
why
questioning... No, but that's... That's a separate question. That's not a question on his svara.
Right. No, I know.
Okay. So let's deal with this case. Yeah. And as the Rabbeinu Shmuel mirumrug zalfir the yayin goyim bracha laatzmo shall kol shara dvarim imas kirim bebracha shem ha'ilan atzmo alboy pira eitz stam vayayin yesh lo achashivas she'anu omrim bo bracha protis umas kirim hagefen beferish. What does that mean? So yayin is the only bracha that we actually mention the tree that it comes from.
Why it's...
And he's saying that's a chashivas.
That's similar to the Rashi.
But similar to the Rashi, right? Sounds like maybe that's what the Rashi was talking about. But let's see. This is the important part. Here. Let's see this next piece. It says, "Umikan ha'yilama Rabbeinu Yaakov she'alamayim sheshosa b'socha suda ein vorchan aleihem." Why? That on water that you drink in the meal, you don't make a bracha. They may ikar a mazon heim. They really come from with the mazon. They're coming with the mazon, from the mazon. The ha hocha yayin atzmo hayapoter apas im lo mitam chashivas hayayin sheyesh lo maila acher shegorim bracha atzmo. But what? That really yayin itself, the pas would have potter it, if not for the case of the chashivas of yayin. That it has a maila acheres shegori bruch latzmo, aval hamayim kevin sheino gorim bruch latzmo shebir chosam shakol, he bracha klolus nigrorin achar hapas vein sarach levar chleim klal. See, the problem is there's a basic problem in this whole sugya. And that is like this. We were working with it, but I want to bring it out clearly, so we can take it head on. That is, that who cares how special yayin is? It could be so special, I don't care how special it is. I only care about its specialness if I have to make a bracha on it. Then we can talk about how special it is. But here the question is, do I have to make a bracha on it? In other words, if I'm going to say that things that I drink in the Suda don't require a bracha because they're just a part of the Suda, so then who cares? Then the fact that it's special never really comes up. You understand? You know what I'm saying? That if I'm under, it would seem that this whole idea, the Rabbeinu Yaakov is saying, really it is Machmas HaSuda. Really it is Machmas HaSuda. And Tosus also expressed it that way. If it weren't for this idea, it would definitely be Potter. Right? So it's not like they're saying Yayin is not part of the Suda. It is part of the Suda. But because this idea of Chashivas, it requires its own bracha. The only thing is, if it's really part of the Suda, then it doesn't require any bracha.
You should stop it before the Chashivas comes
in. The Chashivas never comes in. I never have a chiyuv, I never have a moment where I'm chayiv to make a bracha on it. I mean, how does the chashivas come up? The chashivas is the only question when I have a bracha. Okay, so you have to make a bar pir gafen. If you want to make a bracha, you should make a bar pir gafen because it's a chashiv thing. But if I'm saying dvarim bar machas asuda don't require a bracha at all, because they're just nigra achar hapas, right? Why is the fact that it's chashiv going to change that? And as a matter of fact, I told you to remember a certain fact. And that is that everybody seems to agree if you take the bread and dip it in the wine, you don't need the bracha. Right? You don't say, well, no, you don't say ikar and tofa because the yayin is so special. You can't. You have to make a bracha on it anyway. It's goren bracha latzmo. No, you see. So you see the fact is that if there's a reason, if the chi of bracha is undercut because of another reason, then the chashivas is not a factor. So if I take bread and I dip it in yayin, then it's ikar and tofel. So I only need to break bracha on the pas. And the question of the chashivas of yayin never comes up. So why don't you say the same thing over here? That everything that's machmas asuda doesn't need a bracha. So I don't care how chashiv it is. Why does the fact that it's chashiv now require you to make a bracha where on all the other things no bracha is required at all? Right? And that's what Rabbeinu Yaakov is saying. I mean, he's saying it over here. He's saying, how do I know that Mayim needs a bracha, does not need a bracha? Because this Yayin itself would not have needed the bracha. Except for the fact that of Chashivas. Right? But Mayim doesn't have this halacha of Chashivas. So therefore, it's bechla, and how do you know? Because the bracha is shahakol. It's a bracha klolis. Nigrorin achar hapas. Vein tzorach levorach aleihem klal. So what's the idea? What's the idea over here? That the yayim, mayim, is saying is two things. It has to be part of the suda, and it can't have a very special bracha. But if it's part of the suda and has a special bracha, then it's not nigra machar pas. How is it different than ikar and tofel? See, he also mentions that the other ones are shakal. Right? He also mentions the other ones are shakal. See, it seems like this. It seems that we're saying over here that the chashivas of yayin, as expressed from the bracha, he seems to be learning the pshat that it's a bor pir gofen. That you see the bracha isolates the bracha is very specific, right? The bracha is very specific.
Could you?
Meaning?
Yeah.
Could you say maybe that on that point that from the fact that we give Yayin a special bracha, so it's hinting to us that in some way it's actually removed from the category of Shisiyah. And when it's regular Shisiyah, let's say Mayim, you'd be right. And that's why it doesn't matter. But this thing, the nature of its Chashivas, is reflected by the fact that its Bracha singles itself out, right? It specifies the tree. So you see that this thing in some ways, in fact, removed from that category. So you can't just...
It's hard to say that, just because you see it mentions the tree.
I'm saying, in other words, you see that as a certain idea of Chashivas. In other words, not just this is a Chashav Shasiyah. Is it this, the chashivas of this thing elevates it as
And Bori mi name is also chashivas, it would seem. Right?
Bori
pri is also.
But it's never the specific thing.
Yeah, I think he's saying like this, and he emphasizes that shahakol is a bracha klolus, right? So if you remember back to our question of whether shahakol will cover bar pri gofen, so we mentioned that the gofen, that yayin and pas are unique, right? And we said the question there was, does that require a separate type of a shevach? A shevach that expresses its uniqueness. And shahakol wouldn't. Right? We hold it's enough. You don't need to express the uniqueness in the tzura of the bracha. Shahakol is good too. But over here, but that doesn't mean that its chashivas doesn't have any other expression. Now, is this saying in terms of the chiyuv of the shevach that you say, it still is the original, it still is normal, it's the regular chiyuv. And as long as you give up an appropriate shevach, which shahakol is, you're yotze. But over here, the Gemara seems to be saying a different thing. That it's chashivas, although it doesn't require an expression of a separate type of a shevach, it does prevent it from being nichlal in other entities as one. In other words, to make the bracha of Hamotzi, what you're saying is that everything that comes afterwards is just one big entity. But he's saying the chashivas of the past, the chashivas of Gayin, as expressed, I guess we could decide later how it's expressed, there's a certain chashivas of Yayin that does not allow it to just be a part of the meal. As an entity, it has a different idea of shevach. In other words, when you make a bracha on the hamotzi, everything in the meal really does require a shevach. The only thing is you're saying it's getting the shevach through the original kvius. Right? But the yayin has a certain chashivas, and that means that it must be treated directly. The only proper maisa shevach on the yayin is on the yayin bifnei atzmo. You can't, in terms of the maisa shevach. See, before we were dealing with the type of the shevach. There's two questions. There's the type of the shevach, and then there's the maisa of the shevach. We're saying over here it's a question of the Maisa Shevach. That how do you give Shevach on the Yayin? How are you a Mishabeach on the Yayin? Can you be Mishabeach on the Yayin Bichlal other things? As a part of another thing. See, it's like you have a Lach in Yoredeah. You say, Dover Choshev is Eino Bottle. Dover Choshev is Eino Bottle. You can't ever say, if something is Choshev, you can't say it's just a part of this Tarovis. It never is. It never is just a part. Therefore, it's always going to be treif. If a davar chashiv falls into a mixture, even though it's 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1, you never say it's like it's just. It's never say it lost its identity in the rest of the mixture. Other treif, you say it lost its identity, and therefore you can eat the whole thing. You don't have to worry about maybe you'll eat the treif. The treif lost its identity, but the davar chashiv never loses its identity. So the same thing over here. The chashivas of the yayin prevents it from losing its identity within the context of the suda. One second. So therefore, when you made the bracha on suda, on the whole kvias of suda, this was not a part of it. The yayin was prevented from becoming just a part of the suda. And that's expressed in the way the bracha is formulated. The bracha is not a klolus. The bracha is very specific, according to the second shot here. Now, the specificity in the bracha indicates that you have to relate to it as a separate entity when you're mishabeach. It's true that when you are mishabeach on it specifically, you don't have to mention its special qualities. That's a separate question. It's a question of how you're yotzei in the text of the shevach. What type of a shevach must you say over it? But there is a chashivas that prevents the thing from just melding into the background of the suda. It always is a part. It always is separate. It always is distinct. And therefore, since the mechanism of patering the whole suda is by saying when I make the hamotzi, everything else is just the same. Everything else is just a continuation, and there's no new, there's nothing new, there's no new occurrence. But when you get to the yayin, it was never included in that kviyas. It was never included. The yayin was never included in the greater framework of the Suda. It's not able to be. Its chashivas prevents it from being just another part. Its chashivas always makes it a part, makes it distinct from anything else. Of course, if you actually take the pas and dip it in the yayin, that's a different thing. Now it's like a new piece. Yeah, that's one cheftza. One cheftza, you still have a din that you only make the bracha on the ikker. That's that you don't need a bracha on the tuffel at all. You understand?
Yeah. Wasn't the original question was that
the original,
never get
yeah,
to
but
the
that
yayin.
Was a mistake. The original question was based on a mistake. And that is that ikker and tuffel is very different than suda. Ikker and tuffel means when they're actually together, they're one thing, you only need to bake the bracha on the one entity, on the main part. And the tuffel doesn't need the bracha. Right? But when I make a hamotzi and I sit down to a whole lavish meal, the idea is that it's all one entity. It's all one that all of the other things that I'm really making the bracha on the whole conceptual entity of Suda. It's a conceptual entity of Suda. It's not physically together. So I'm saying whenever I sit down and have the pas, then I have the meat, then I have the whatever, right? Those other things really had a bracha already. Why? Because I'm not making bracha on specific foods. I'm making bracha on an activity of kviyas, and everything else is just a part of that kviyas. The only thing is the yayin can't just be a part of that suda. The yayin. Now, as those things really are getting a bracha, but they're getting a bracha through the whole kviyas. They're not getting a bracha in specific, they're getting a bracha in general. But yayin is not capable of just being generally included in a bracha. Ikar and tafel doesn't need a bracha at all. The other things do. When you sit down to a suda, everything needs a bracha. The only thing is they're getting their bracha in a general, they're covering, it's being covered in that they're being included in a general entity of Suda. They're becoming part of a general entity of Suda. So they're getting their bracha through the Hamotzi, but in a general way.
So we're saying when we described before that the fact that it doesn't need a bracha comes first, that was wrong. Like that idea.
Yeah, because it doesn't really need a... It's not that it doesn't need a bracha.
It gets a bracha
through a general sense.
I see, okay.
But yayin can't be included in just a general thing.
Whereas ikar tuffel really is that kind of a thing where it
that's
never
right.
gets to
that's
the
right, exactly. Yeah.
If you were to dip the chal in the yayin and then drink the yayin, you'd make a bracha then?
Yeah.
So why don't you need a bracha when you dip it?
Because that's apparently a different thing. That if there's actually this arev together, so it's one thing, so you only need a bracha on the ikar part of the, on the ikar thing.
What happened to your tarubas example? Even in a tarubas, something chashiv is never bothered.
Oh yeah, it's true. It's not exactly the same thing.
Okay.
This
I'm saying it depends on the tarot. Depends on the idea. I'm saying that it's. You're right.
This can't be
nichlal
if it's really a tarot. If it's really mixed together.
Yes, it can't just be a part of a suda. In terms of the suda, that's not a physical tarot. That you're just saying my kviyas is one thing.
You can't.
I mean more than that. I mean to say that when it's one entity, that's a separate thing. You don't need a bracha on the tuffel. The tuffel doesn't need a bracha, right?
That's right.
The tuffel doesn't need a bracha. When I was giving my example of ikar of davar chashiv lo batal, that means to say that it's going to get its bracha through the general context of the suda. That it can't do. But it still is true that if it's in a situation where no bracha is needed, its chashivas is not going
to
demand the bracha.
It never gets to it.
But suda doesn't work that way. Suda is not ikar and tuffel according to Tosos, and suda is really kviyas. So he seems to hold like Tosas in the end. By the way, we skip that paragraph. Yeah. He switches over to the re after he quotes Rashi.
That's bothering me.
But it's an idea of kviyas. So you're saying, but you can't. But that would mean to say that the bracha is just going to be expressed through the general kvias. But yayin can't be that way. Yayin can't just receive a bracha as a general entity. It must be, its chashivas demands that it be isolated and have a separate maisa shevach done to it. And that's why he says that, but shahakol is just a bracha klolus. So it can be nigra achar pas. That's the question, is it nigra achar pas or not? How's it going, Les?
Somebody said you wanted to see me.
Oh, nothing so official. I just have some for the chat.
Gentlemen, if anybody from the Nahum wants to come and see me, my father's ill and he's in the hospital. I'm leaving Thursday. So if anybody wants to give their money for the Baron Fund or for Yad Yeshayah, Mark Solomon will be collecting it and turning it in on Sunday. I won't be back till Monday. All right? So Mark, any other monies that you have, give to Mark Solomon. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Somebody just gave me some cash. That was for the Baron Fund or?
That's for the Yad Yeshayah.
Yad Yeshayah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something. That's the question over here. That it's That it's a question: is it going to be nigrar? Is it going to be nigrar harpas? That's the question. So that's the idea. The chashivas over here will prevent it from being just a nigrar. It will demand a separate maisa sheva, either because of the way Rashi's learning. Because it's a davar chashuv, you see, it's a davar chashuv that you must, like we were saying before, you must, because of its chashivas, it won't allow the general bracha will not relate to it as an entity. It's like you never made a bracha on it, because if the thing demands, if its chashivas, it's goring brachas la'atzmo and all of these other things, that demands that there's only one way to be a mishabech on it. You must take it and isolate it and be mishabech on it individually. So when you make a bracha in the beginning of the meal, that's a general type of a shevach. That's a shevach on a general kvias. That type of a ma'isa shevach will not relate to yayin. So when you get to the yayin, you never said a bracha on it, because it's not capable of receiving an inclusive shevach. It has to be an exclusive shevach. But that's a separate question. When you have the exclusive shevach on it, what does that have to be? That was a question of with shahakol covered or not. Those are two separate questions, but they both stem from the same idea, that it has chashivas and it requires special exclusive treatment. The only question is, does the shevach itself have to express the idea? Yeah. But certainly in terms of being beso chasuda machmas chasuda, just being an adjunct, it can't be included. It can't be included in the shevach of other things. But the shevach you say can be an inclusive shevach. That's a separate question. Yeah. Okay, that's what I think he's saying. And that's why I think that's what the Rosh was saying too. He's saying it's a boy priya. You see, it goes from a boy priya eitz to a boy priya guffin. That means it's very specific. But the other foods are still inclusive. The other mashkes are just inclusive. Alright. For tomorrow. Good question. Should we start the possible go viper? Possible kissing?